Dear friends, I'm turning to Acts of the Apostles and chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. I'd like to read verse 24. So Acts chapter 24 and verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And we're thinking about the personal faith. The personal faith, Christianity, is a very personal faith. And I hope I would make that clear why we want to speak about this. But you know, the background is the Apostle Paul had been arrested. He was arrested in Jerusalem when he had returned from his third missionary journey. And so in Jerusalem, he was there to worship. And he was going to the temple to do those things that a Jewish male had to do because he was still a Jew. And he wanted to give a measure of respect to that kind of Jewish rites. And so he had gone to the temple to worship. And here in the temple, his enemies came upon him, the Jews who were looking for him, and they arrested him. They had almost killed him, but for the help of the Roman captain that was stationed there, Lysias, we are told. And so he got Apostle Paul from their hands because they were in the temple and they were beating the apostle. And so he took him from them and took him to their quarters. Their environment, their yard here, they wanted to hear Paul's, the reason why they were beating the apostle and things like this. Now, when he realized that there was nothing that was chargeable against him, nothing that should let them put Paul to death, he wanted to keep him and then have another meeting, probably with the Jews, and have some discussion. But he heard that the Jews were plotting to kill Paul. And so he had to send Paul all the way to Caesarea in the north, where the governor resides. The governor was Felix. And so they had to take Paul there in order to keep Paul safe. It was the custom of the Romans to keep carefully their prisoners, and especially if it is such an important, profiled prisoner like that. And so the governor wanted to be so fair and listen to everybody and make sure that he's heard Paul. He had also heard the Jews and the complaints they were bringing. Well, after he had listened to them, he realized that there was nothing really against Paul. And so he put Paul in prison. He didn't want to displease the Jews. And so he had put Paul in prison, and he was waiting to send him, as I mentioned, to Felix, so that the matter may be raised up again, possibly. So he was keeping Paul in prison. Then Felix decided to do this in verse 24, as we read. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Why he wanted this discussion, we don't know. But it teaches us a very precious lesson. The wife comes to him, Drusilla, who is a Jewess, and we are told that Felix himself had good knowledge of this whole debate concerning Christians and Jews and things like that. We are told in verse 22. Felix had this knowledge very well. And so he was the one who could handle the matter. Anyway, he decided at this time to bring in the wife to sit down and to listen to Paul. Were they going to listen to him so as to believe him and to take his word seriously, or to decide the matter? We don't know. But whatever it was, the lesson was this. They only wanted to listen to Paul as a kind of amusement. Let's hear the discussion. Let's hear about your faith. The faith about Christ you're talking about. Let's hear about that. Here's a Jew. She knows the Jewish customs and things like this. Let's hear about all this. And then that will merely for a kind of a pleasure. I mean, we don't know the time. If it were an evening, perhaps a kind of an evening pleasure. We are sitting over here. And now let us listen to this man. And then he will tell us something about his faith. looks like I have to say something in Kenyan. Ya mikaya kakrani se ya chipo a wechini enkron krobebre so kan irade asem na ya chi no no ya dinaba papa bi ya friend Felix enim se ya bidin asem Felix otia sam no e bi ya no se po oni fo enye ni a oso se okum no enti wakra Paul so in fact wakra ne se Paul enya liberty. Paul should have that such liberty so that his friends could visit him. Now that for when you know, every time you have been no more be born. And so Paul was here, but you see that crowd there. Felix, brand new here, Drusilla, a barn in church. Make a baby craft and here you can crack. I'll say something about the wife shortly. Brand new here, friend Drusilla, a barn in chain. Look, a friend Paul, a barn, say, oh, can be be a fast, I did you know, a way ready, yes, Christo Monoho. Ye be say, I didn't look a fan of by. The HS, a poor can, what kind of that ever Felix on why name? Or a dear nephew, you rebuy or see uncle friend number. Opesotie. Na wajidi ana enyesa empenimfo a omo enya prisoner bi na omo nim senin mu asam ana nyoma eko oka ho asa na edenti omo pese omo tenas na muti won tie kakara just for pleasure so mo di odi edeji won mi a hani adisia na esha asie no. Because my dear friends, the reason why we are speaking about a personal faith is this. Some people think Christianity is simply a matter of a nice discussion. Let's just talk about it. If you want to use Christianity, and you say, "Yent na ni yen kavu asem." Why do you say for nyami asem? Why do you say for nyami asem? Ni ekeka. Wohu. Ndi di hu en komosa na ikasa. Ah, di di yemi yemi depa. Ah, di di yemi depa. Ni keka kavu asem seya ni chanisa. Some people think the faith is merely for a kind of discussion or even for debate. Let's debate the matter. Let's bring up the matter. Let's bring Muslims here. Let's bring traditionalists here. Let's have Christians and let's debate the matter. Yeah, for Christian form, Emra and Kramofan Emra. Yeah, for one of us, or Muslim, Abusum Emra. No, yeah, Kikan, yeah, just so high and that's some a day. Why do you want to say Christianity there, Tinino? But one day Apostle Paul by and Apostle Paul surprised them. The Apostle surprised them. Because instead of someone doing your own, say, a very kind of a nearly discussion, but can be different in GD, you know, Apostle Paul, a kasa extra one or mutian personally. A kasa extra one kasa. Wamano and yet, as some of your person can't away a trimuara. Need you home, Komara. But as some is this, obia, obia, uncrown crobia, ohunuhuum. Apostle Paul made it very personal. And that is the fact, the part that we do not want anybody to miss. You know, it's so easy to say, oh, I go to a church where they preach the Bible, and I like the preaching there, and I like the worship there, I like everything that is done there, and leave out the personal matter. We be to me, I want you so many of me, sorry, I'm okay, radio, some pa, maybe, yeah, she's a good way, and Bible, and it's one mark, some points, no, because say, ne me, uncle say, but any of us be a mouth, it will not benefit you because the faith is not just for discussion and for head knowledge and for information. If radio, say, son, a GD, and come on, some say, come on, baby, a good trimuara. And so, on what fra possible, on meka nijedi nuhasem, to just speak about his faith and dazzle their ears and please them and make them smile and be happy. On munti apostle na munti no mo bubo mutra say ah find the fire. But she the apostle Paul here, verse 25. She the what the apostle Paul did instead. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. This is a wise speaker, Apostle Paul. He didn't make it, as I said, a kind of discussion. He went personal. Even though he was not talking about their lives, or confession on crown crop. So some pass one shed down and cause a wolf Felix, wood Drusilla, one shed down can be beat to say dear.
Nso kasa sege omunyi na abehu se oni hon na oni hon e kasa. Nti apostle Paul has selected three topics, very powerful. He spoke about three themes. And my dear friends, let me tell you this, dear friends, that wonderfully, there are three themes that no one will ever be saved if he hasn't considered at least some of it. No one will ever be saved until he's considered at least some of it. Sa in some years, some apostle Paul Ephesians or Becca was some no. Obia ain't me be a Christo nigga, just a son some no. What for no would be? I ain't a crown, no would be more. No, why dream hopa? No, who are with tibia a womb? If you've not faced up to the three themes, I will explain to you, it's impossible to really come to the Savior. Won't you know some in some men say anymore? Won't you remember a radi Jesus Christ in church? Won't you in church? Inti Apostle Paul Elkasa Yibun Tiam Fun Makumak men semri e was a cry san se Apostle Paul Eyini Niara. He only touched the surfaces. And I want to just do that. Verse 25. And as the reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. Now, Apostle Paul says, Orkasa, a fatinine, any ahushaso, any atemwa ebano, Felix, opopoye, and asna kumatuye. Tinine, righteousness, what is it? Literally means to stand right before God. It's as brief as that. Said you be genus what in it and when young couple in and yenin painin and yenin pa ejiji was so to stand right before God, not men. It's before God. But who can stand right before this God who is so holy and righteous and whose holiness burns and consumes? I know bit me genus what in it. And when Sanya and Kuponya and Kronkoye, a dairy, na Oshi, a crampoy. In the scripture, Kase, when in Pininin, or Bakukra, anywhere, or Tene, and when Yankopoy, Romans chapter 3, verse 10, or Tene, Nini, Brakumpo, Eniho, and your Bakumpo. There's none righteous, no, not one. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10. And so, how may a man be righteous? Friends, that's the first thing to be concerned. You are not right before God. And do you care? Are you worried? Why? Why is it that you will never come to the Savior unless you are concerned that you are not righteous? Because that was why he came. He came because there was not a single righteous person here. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ came to purchase righteousness for sinners. That was why he went to the cross of Calvary. So that the Father would put upon him the punishment of all those who would come to believe on him. So that as he pays for the punishment for sin, his righteousness may be given to those who come to him. This is the only way we may stand right before God. Friend, but let me push this matter a little further so that we appreciate its seriousness. The troubling thing is this. It is only when people truly feel that they are not righteous that they go to the Savior to give them his righteousness. You will never go to him. Friends, if you ever, I want us to be so careful, if you ever even think that, well, I know I'm a sinner, I'm such a terrible, terrible sinner, and yet at the same time, you admire yourself over some things you think you do or can do, of course you've annulled everything. I am not a sinner before me, the boy anyway, Radia, and me, and me, I'm maintaining, and so I break chronos, and me shem, me boom, hoopa, me de, me name, so me, the boy any dancer, and you may be on coffee, and me, I'm in nebu, me, Sasadiano. Friends, the danger is people like this never go to the Savior. They never see their need of Him. Radia, so Christo Kaye, he says, it is only the sick that go to the doctor. You are yarring on our doctor. But I catch some cough for say. So when I'm going to say, see, with you, you can cry. What do you mean, oh, yeah, me go. What about para, can cry? Maybe apart from para, meaning. But oh, supposing you have a kind of convulsion, please may the Lord spare us. You have a kind of convulsion. Some paralysis shall overtake you. Oh, nobody will talk about para. When I was saying, we tear, we are going to para, because when I'm saying manageable. But when I'm here, I'm going to throw it right in here, my bro. And I'm going to throw it. And I'm going to throw it in my masukra. I'm going to throw it in someone. And so, you didn't be going to cry, yes, sir. I'm going to throw it in the doctor who's straight. Radi Jesus Christ responded to only those persons who realize my case is only a doctor. I am so bad. I am such a sinner. I have no admiration. Nothing wonderful in me. Nothing at all. Preachers in the past often would say, if you ever thought you are only a sinner 99.9%, you will soon never go to the Savior. You will not run to Him. You may understand Him in your head, understand what He's done for sinners in your head, but will never personally go to Him until every self-admiration vanishes, every sense of nicety dies, and you realize, I only need mercy and pardon in the hands of the Savior. Then He washes and gives you His righteousness, because He cannot give you 99.9% of His righteousness. He will still perish. And so you see, so this is righteousness. You know, the last European empire, I think they tell us that it really almost died out just in this 20th century. And you're from Habsburg, for some of you know history, may know them. And no, my empire was Austria, Hungary, and it is so, because in these places Christianity got there, this whole message of total dependence on Christ entirely. So that the person never has any admiration whatsoever in himself, was so entrenched that it even became a kind of a culture. I was sad, yes, and I said, and son, it may be ready, honor. Just you know, who say, you need to be our winning name, young, because you're shaying one. Be an bit to me at the woman, shame out to me, yes, say, me to say. Because in a say, and me a liar, and send me to me. You know the custom when the emperor dies, they take him to their church, and in that church, as the custom was, they would keep the coffin in this catafalque, Saudi, and it is a wheel now. Yeah, the coffin is in. Yeah, the coffin is in. And by the time they get to the, even for the emperor, and this is so striking, not the ordinary person, crumple, the emperor on one kasa, so what? And this, at that time, she was the empress. This particular one I'm recording was a lady. So mukwa, umumbe kuna asari abu na yatum. It was a kind of a custom. The door would have been closed. And then when they go, the custom was that somebody would go forward and then knock on the door. And then somebody inside the temple would ask, "Who is there?" And then they would start to name the person's titles. The Emperor of Europe, of the Habsburg family, of Hungary, of Austria, name all these things. And then the voice inside would say, "No, we don't know you."
Or say, "Hiya, I know Jina Hono." Na, nipakuno Jina Hono, aka say, "Oh, a empress, ah, no, a bonny dean." And I say, "Oh, no, no, yeah, emperor kra, or Europe, Hungary, no, wakaka, ni dibia, engina." That's okay, can you not even nipakuno away inside, na, cause that'll be a nimu. And there'll be a second knock, and the second knock, umbe reduce the titles, no. So, mobile second one, nibia, waka say, "Oh, the emperor of Europe, and governor of Hungary." No, we trust the kakra. And we trust her, then the voice will come again. "No, we don't know you." We trust the kakra. "No, Oboman in your way in Sanakabia, there be any more." And then the third one, Oboman, the third time when he knocks on the door, and the same voice goes, "Who are you?" Then the voice, the person standing will say, "Only a worthless sinner." And the door is open. So even for an emperor, you are not welcome in the church until you recognize you are a worthless sinner. I think that's quite striking, isn't it? Righteousness, only Christ's righteousness given unto us. All the people would take this seriously and realize no one really embraces the Savior until all self-admiration dies. And he looks at himself and says, "I am only a sinner. I have nothing. I can boast over nothing." I don't even look upon these. Not only don't say it, but even in my own heart and mind, I never look upon this. This is what brings me to feel my need of the Savior. And then the first thing Apostle Paul selects here, the second one, and it follows very beautifully, the righteousness. And as he reasoned, verse 25, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance means hamusheso, which is one of the chief fruits of somebody whom the Savior has washed and changed. If I go to the Savior as a needy sinner, having nothing before him, and if he hears me and he washes me, one of the works he works is to make you a person who no longer feel yourself a master of yourself. So you are no longer your own ruler. "I do as I want. I want to follow things as I want." Self dies. And so we call it self-control. Niobe radi Yesu Christo in chain. So yam paso by se nioye di boyenye we hunine tibia ewe radi na otru Yesu Christo mkwa. En yam seodine adishibodja no efuronuno. Se radi tino ampara no so sakranwa. Ohrono bono sakrana na subieni bi adedi eni mbrosi eni pokrono afe ontna emo noa no hobio afe on pesa o ye sedi ono ape otimi ye ta ke fe nya dun fira mo sonu anu ke da bi min nya sa mi kondo de mi nya nka me ye de bi bi she mi se mi nya de en se mi nya. Is it because he has strengthened himself? No. But because he cries to the Lord, and he looks to the Lord, and he seeks help from the Lord, because they want you anymore, Debbie. But Oshiradi, So you see, Christians, one of the things that marks Christians is this whole beautiful virtue of self-mastery. They take themselves in hand. They are not driven by feelings and desires and my own opinions and my own ideas. It's gone. It's gone. No, Felix had this particular problem. Of course, Felix was not a Christian. Felix had so much problem that, in fact, this Drusilla, he lured him from her husband. History books tell us. So Drusilla, and he was a very impatient man, very rough. Self-control, no. He thinks he was in power. And anything he wanted to accomplish, he must accomplish. This is Felix. He said he knew nothing about self-control. And the Apostle Paul touches on the next. Friends, our time is rushing on. Verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Paul stands here in judgment before Felix. And he reminds Felix, there's a judgment coming also for you. You will be judged also one day. We'll see Bobo attain the crown. And this is to live with concern for the future. My dear friend, think of these three themes. You must face some of them at least. You must face some of them up if you will come to the Savior. How would you come to the Lord Jesus Christ if you have not felt that you are not righteous? I don't recognize any authority over my head. As I think, I do, as I desire, I carry out. Until you are tired of this, you will not come under his rule. You don't want a master over you. You don't want a government. You don't want a lord. How can you become his child? If you're not thinking of the judgment to come, the one day, all that I'm doing will be brought to judgment. If these things do not concern you, I ask you, how would you come to the Savior? You see why these three things are so important? Some of them, the best will be, but at least some of them. But sad, look at what happened. This is what Felix did, verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. This is Felix was a heartless man. Why and also on Sodia? And yet he trembles. But look at what he did so sadly and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Did he understand what was happening? No. What made him tremble? He didn't know. He didn't know that it was God's mercy. By nature, we are all snobbish when it comes to the things of God. To have any measure of fear must come from God. Any measure of trembling must come as a mercy from Marine tennis is saying, Bible study in Sankam, Isaiah chapter 66, Kachira. They say, we need your mission, near no poor maxim we need. As it was a blessing. But we no poor nanka for interest, sir. A beer, now wabe, a Christian, you know. But we no poor said, ye beer with the Saho brass in his runo, a bequay radin chain. So we tremble and then go to the Lord and find mercy. But look at what he did. He answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for when I have convenient season. I said, The reason why it is so unwise to do this is that people forget that you may not die, even though death is uncertain. Yet death only is not a danger. Often that's what people miss. People think, oh, if I don't consider the matters now, most likely I might live up to 60, 70. By the time I get there, I would have considered this matter. Youth is for fun. Adulthood is for business. Old age is for religion. They say, we are business. Yes, we be doing that now. So then, and I'm sure crowd of weapons after the one will be
But the danger is this: your heart may have hardened. You may never be able to consider the matter again. You may never be able to take it seriously again. And it happened to Felix. And Kofadrian says, anytime they are meeting me, if I'm not dead, anytime I can consider these spiritual matters. But friend, it's not death alone our problem. Our nearest problem is the hardening of my heart. Fear that above all. And it happens when you don't know how. You don't even know when it happens. When in Mirkra AC, in a said AC crampo. Because look at something. And I ask you, please look into your Bible and try to fit it together and see whether it works. And this is how exactly heart hardening works. Read the midway verse 25 and then I will rush down to 26. Look at it there. Felix trembled. Just stop it there. Felix trembled and then come to 26. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. Can you put the two together? It doesn't make sense. I tremble just yesterday over this man's words. I said, you go, I don't want to discuss anymore. The next day, I go and call him. I'm not coming to discuss what he spoke about yesterday. I'm not coming to talk about money. Does it make sense? That's how hardening happens. I just don't want the topic anymore. Not just you don't want that topic, you want another topic in its place. That's how hardening happens. I hate the topic. It makes me restless. It disturbs me. Don't raise it anymore. Can we switch topic? Are you doing that, dear friends? Probably. What in what is semi-boy? Now you are switching topics now. Winim some down for way. Me baway, me kun away, me year away, or basa sea or basha so can be favored into obey and me the topic of yaba. But what to say a safe party for me in a more cool Iowa. Just to make sure that topic doesn't come. And people think they are being clever. What they're doing, they're toughening their hearts. My dear friends, we often tell our Sunday school young persons, one of the most fearful things is when the Lord leaves a person for his heart to be hardened. You don't know that it's happening. Certain things seem normal,
normal, it's not what kuma yet. And you don't want those challenging themes anymore. Dear friends, my plea with you is this. Don't delay. The very moment you know that all of us are dead in sin and in disobedience, the very moment any measure of fear enters your heart in hearing the word of God, embrace it. Embrace it, don't let it go. So when you bring in Ayamu, Emanuko, which year are there some kazani sobia betawa kumaso? What do you have to assure Dimbia Wittimoso? What's a fake? I pass and point him. So when you bring Moara, Emanin Tinko, because I take up heavy before from Baba Beshane, and you name if you want a sapema after several years, I didn't say who are more brother, but you can't be sure. And so the warning is, don't delay, don't postpone, the matters of your soul. It's an urgent matter. A numerous sincere and fine shed of fro. You won't wind all hand upon him pass it. Unjina sassinian person, but maintaining when yanko poiming. And so me my radi Jesus Christ hustle be whom my bro, no one throw me. No a sacrami or din itinini amma mi kwa satinina mia mini bino. Which of us has become so concerned about those and we become so anxious about the fact that I have no righteousness of my own? And have therefore come to the Savior, trusting only in him what he did on Calvary to wash me and to receive me. Please, have you not done that? And I want to ask you, are you like Felix, postponing the matter? Till when? Till when? To face up the matter now? Till when? The danger is you will soon take interest in other topics and ignore this one. In fact, in these days, let me even add one possible warning. I have seen that happen before. In these days, it's likely, I pray, oh Lord, that it happens to no one among us here this morning. Life may move you somewhere. And then there, you may not find perhaps a church that would tell you about repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you would choose, well, I can't stay at home, and go to any church. And there, probably, because it's common, my dear friends, no one will tell you about matters of your soul. And soon, they will exalt you, make you a big man, big woman in that church. And then you will forget everything about the foundations that have never sought the Lord, never come. And here am I, they made me a deaconess, or a deacon, or an elder, something like that. And your hope, strangely, begins to rest on these things. And yet the foundation has not been laid. And you become totally blind. You won't be concerned anymore after all. I am a pastor. The bit me sinister. And sharp, everybody will be called before from. And I'm saying, nay, come on. Now, show Koha, show Kunya, so my can be fast, say, and yes, say, we know who, nobody ready to see Christ. Because in my, ready to see Christ, can say, sound quite this, and you better come, we are seeing you now. But you see, it's all bad. A beco from, sir. Bibi omo beka san nukwese ebe kwa fomsa nti wadi kase na oba mpwa oba ba ebe tu jidiye wa sasi ana because they would have been so few nti likely so between ye bibi bebro ube ko na wuko ubiya en nunu wa kumam efa ni sedye uti anka suwe radie ni bibi kumasi ya maoso oh mnunu wa yeseyo yeseyo na woswa pene nimpadye ya jijina se yengi na ye peo mebwa yengi na ye pepa. You see, yade jo soko srono, we fi krasse, sa samwe di kainse, na me kra me tini wanyan kupo anymore. Yesu Christo tini nene kra ye di amami ana, emma wutrimu mpopio. Afi wene nina efra, isum ashe wutrimu. Oh, irade wye mobro, se the way enti ye mudia. But my dear friend, the only help is this, don't delay them. And trinchai wanana ase. To see us on one parasem in Tiniway Radianim. Oh, brother in chains, so no. He didn't come for the righteous. He came to call sinners to repentance. Have you repented truly, my dear friends? Have you seen your corruption? When we said you went anywhere, now what to winging out Jesus Christ on Kwanso? Have you put all your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for sinners? And have you asked Him and asked Him to have mercy upon you and to save you? Dear friend, do that quickly before something else take up these things. Friends, I have to begin to close. But let me close on these. Look at these words here. 26. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore he sent for him oftener and communed with him. You see, he is now calling him oftener. And the topic is not about yesterday's topic. It's about money now. My dear friends, I feel obliged, if I can say this humbly, as a preacher of the gospel in this country, to warn people constantly. One of the things that will hurt many people's soul, especially the young, is the love of money. It has a sweetening poison in it. It blinds the soul. It makes the person feel big in his eyes. But permit me, he's a dead elephant. He has nothing, but he thinks he has everything because he can buy everything. And it is perhaps the number one killer of souls now. Of course, the Apostle Paul warned there will be love of money, love of self, a love of pleasure more than love of God. The thrill of devils. And they are here, friends. That's what killed Felix's soul. What happened to Felix? 27. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room. And Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, let Paul bow now. He knew that Paul was guiltless. He would not even deal with him kindly. Fairly, we should not even say kindly, fairly. Felix was called back to Rome, the history books tell us. And that's only, Luke, who was writing, is only interested in the spiritual person. He only mentions this to us. But history books tell us he was called to Rome after these 2 years here. He was called to Rome. And he had to go and stand trial before Nero, the emperor, Roman emperor at the time. And they found him guilty because he had so mismanaged so much in Caesarea. And they had almost killed him. But he had a brother who was in the palace of Nero. He was called Pallas. He was a favorite. And so he pleaded for him as he was spared. So he didn't govern again, but at least his life was spared. Now, friend, the point is this. I'm not just boring your ears with history. The point is this. You see, here was opportunity right before Paul. He postponed it, and life moved him away. We don't know what happened to him next. No one knows. Obey him your two poor bill and think a creature fano your friend who called Romy bill. Na and I'm so why you know basabas was Caesarea and Chakaka Krama you call Nero, the buffo no pa then a bra and a war Nero and him see your friend of palace and then a patch your man into your jam. My dear friends, never delay. Oh, have you been made righteous by Christ? Have you come as a sinner? And asked him, throwing away all confidence and resting your hopes in him alone. What do I reshimni bibia would it come for while actually? Have you been changed? Have you seen him give you a heart that is no longer ruled by self? Now you desire to be ruled by the Lord. You are glad to be under the rule of Christ. That's the fruit of self-control, temperance. Are you living for the future? Do we live for that day? The day when the Savior will sit upon his throne in judgment. And will we, by the grace of God, be found among those who will be at the right hand of the Savior? Because on earth, we sought His righteousness, and He washed us and changed us. Dear friends, I appeal to you for the last time, don't delay. Don't delay. You may become worse off if you delay. Which means, Savior, come, save. Which means, Trevor, know yourself.